This is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge Thursday to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's effort to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing here in the U.S. to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. Two Belarusian coaches have been stripped of their Tokyo Olympics accreditations over an alleged attempt to force a sprinter to fly home, an incident that drew international condemnation. The International Olympic Committee on Friday said it had removed the accreditations of the coaches and they had left the Olympic Village. The body said this week that it was investigating the pair over their role in the case of Kristina Tymanovskaya, who sought protection at a Tokyo airport to avoid being put on a plane home. She said she feared for life if forced back to Belarus, which has been racked by political upheaval and a crackdown on dissent after disputed elections that returned strongman Alexander Lukashenko to power last year. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Pakistan is echoing warnings from Washington that neither the Afghan government nor the Taliban can get what they want if they insist on pushing ahead with military campaigns instead of working to reach an agreement through negotiations. Fighting between government forces and Taliban fighters has surged in recent weeks, with the August 31st deadline for the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan drawing even closer, prompting U.S. officials, or forces that is, to increase the number of airstrikes in support of the Afghan military. Yet Pakistan's National Security Advisor in Washington for meetings with U.S. officials said Thursday that a military victory for the Afghan government or the Taliban is simply not realistic. Mohammed Yusuf told a virtual audience at the U.S. Institute for Peace, in his words, a compromise is inevitable. U.S. officials have insisted repeatedly that a Taliban victory is not a foregone conclusion. Firefighters are battling several blazes in Greece, including a resurgent fire which burned homes north of Athens. In southern Greece, fires prompted more evacuations as weather conditions worsened and firefighters fought to save a former royal palace and the birthplace of the ancient Olympics. The Greece military and personnel from European countries are now assisting firefighters trying to control and put out the blazes. Here in the U.S., California's largest wildfire destroyed much of the downtown and some surrounding homes in a small Northern California mountain community. The three-week-old Dixie Fire tore through Greenville, leveling businesses and homes Wednesday night. Firefighters had been trying to protect the town of 800, clearing debris and roads and marking hazards. So far, more than 20,000 firefighters and support personnel are battling 97 active wildfires covering 13 states here in the U.S., according to the National Interagency Fire Center. And the White House is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of vaccination to potentially restart international travel. The White House COVID-19 response coordinator said Thursday that multiple federal agencies are looking into the possibility. The United States still has no timetable for resuming international travel, given the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. first imposed travel restrictions on China in January of 2020. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.